Hello and welcome to another Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and we are jumping over to the Psalms now, as we are on day 12, January 12th, Psalms 1 and 2 is where we are today, and we're doing two. I know it's one chapter a day, but several times we will do two psalms together because they're somewhat shorter, and sometimes also because they go together really well, and that's also the case here. Psalms 1 and 2 are very much the introduction to the book of Psalms, and they set up all the major themes that we find in the book of Psalms. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, which is true and which is beautiful. The Psalms show us not only the truth of your word, but the beauty of it as well, as we have these wonderful songs that have been sung by your people for 3,000 years, and they show us your truth, they show us who you are, and they call us to worship you and to love you. Please write your word on our hearts today, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, Psalms 1 and 2. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned. O rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Notice that Psalm 1 and 2 begin and end with blessing. It's one way we know that they're a pair. Psalm 1 begins, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And then Psalm 2 ends, "Blessed are all who take refuge in him." So we have a pair here, which together function as the introduction to the entirety of the book of Psalms. We don't know the authors of these two psalms. One theory is that they were written by Ezra, the scribe, who was probably the one who compiled the book of Psalms after the return from exile. But also another theory is that Ezra didn't write these, but that he discovered them or found them. Psalm 1 has some parallels with Jeremiah, the prophet, a passage in Jeremiah. So it may have come from Jeremiah, or it may have been written as a response to the prophecy of Jeremiah. We just don't know. God doesn't tell us the authors, and we know the author of all scripture is God, because all scripture is breathed out by God, including the Psalms, which are given to us as a prayer book, as a song book, as a reflection of the heart of Jesus. These are Jesus' prayer book, and they tell us about Jesus. And so in Psalm 1, the blessed man is ultimately a picture of Christ, Who is it who was truly blessed by God, who never walked in the counsel of the wicked, who never stood in the way of sinners, who never sat in the seat of scoffers, who always delighted in the law of the Lord, and who meditated on God's law day and night, but the Lord Jesus Christ? He is the one who is like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in its season, whose leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The Lord Jesus accomplished everything that he set out to do because he was absolutely, wholeheartedly focused and dedicated in obeying the Lord. But the wicked are not so. They are like chaff that the wind drives away. Notice the contrast between this righteous man who is firm, who is strong, who is steadfast, who is well-watered, who is well-rooted, and the wicked, which are nothing. They're just blown away and they're burned up. They are chaff. Therefore, they won't stand in the judgment, or sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Psalm 1 is true ultimately of Christ, but it's also true of all of those who are in Christ by faith, which is where we come to the end of Psalm 2. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. We are the blessed ones when we take refuge in the blessed man who is the Son. Verse 12, kiss the Son, lest you be angry and you quickly perish in the way. So when we say that Psalm 1 is about Jesus, it doesn't mean that it's not about us, but it means that it's not about us by our own merit. It's about us in as much as we are in Christ, who is the blessed man. Psalm 2 tells us more about Christ, the blessed man. Psalm 1 is a wisdom psalm that contrasts the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked, the way of the Lord Messiah versus the way of his enemies. Psalm 2 is a kingship Messiah psalm that tells us very specifically about the Lord Jesus as the king, about the anointed. He is called the anointed in verse 2, that is the word Messiah. He is the king in verse 6. He is the Son of God in verse 7. He is the Lord, the Son, in verses 11 and 12. The nations, the world, rages. These are the wicked. These are the chaff that the wind drives away. These are the ones who will not stand in the judgment. They are the nations who rage. And what do they rage against? They rage against the Lord and against his anointed, against his Messiah. They do not want God to rule over them. Let us burst their bonds apart and cast their cords away from us. Mankind collectively shakes its fist at God and says, "We will not have you rule over us." And God responds with laughter. God responds with laughter. Because the raging of the world cannot stop the reigning of the Son of God. The raging of the world cannot stop the reigning of the Son of God. So he laughs, and then he speaks to them in his wrath, and he says, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill." In other words, Jesus is the king. Whether you acknowledge him or not, he is set up as king by God Almighty, and you bow the knee and acknowledge that. You kiss the Son, or you face his wrath. God has made Jesus exalted Son of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and he gives to him the nations as his heritage, the ends of the earth as his possession. I have this map of the world up on my wall to remind me, as I'm in my study and praying and reading and preparing, that the world belongs to King Jesus, and we as his people are to proclaim his kingship to the ends of the earth. We are to say to the kings of the earth, "Be wise and be warned. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling." There is great joy and there is great blessing in serving the Lord. And there is great consequence in refusing to do so. That is the gospel that we are called to take to the nations as those who belong to the Lord by grace and thus are blessed because we take refuge in him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Thank you that we can find refuge in him. May he be our refuge, our shield, our strength, always. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining me. We will be back, Lord willing, tomorrow for Proverbs, 1, as we look to the book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs. Have a blessed day in the Lord.